try to go and, you know, bring some life back into it. My mom would yell at him for, Richard, don't send our sons down there. It's not safe. I get it.
I hear your concern.
Todd, Mr. Coe, to the commission, please.
I'm sorry. Todd has spent hours and a lot of my money designing the storm detention so that we do not just shed onto all of our neighbors. Todd addressed traffic, so I won't go over those notes, but Sheila, Christy, Kurt, David, of course, Dennis and Andrea, I appreciate all of your input. Give me 30 seconds to pat myself on the back. I did not ask Randy to be here. He told me good luck. He's not going to come. Randy's my neighbor to the north. I just gave him free land. He's had his issue with his driveway. He didn't realize where the property line was when he bought his house. After the surveyor came out and he goes, oh, foot of my driveway's on your land. I kind of need that back. Plus, I need to widen it out because I've got big equipment and I've got big trailers to get in and out of there. So we got together for no money exchanged. I'm giving him 15 feet wide of my land right off of Bee Creek Road for as far back as he wants it. And then he's going to give me 15 feet wide of his land all the way in the back northeast corner of the property where it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to know about it. But we're making just an even swap, and I did it to help him out. I made the same or a very similar offer to every other neighbor. If you remember, I started out wanting to build R3 apartments. Across our southern property line, I offered to increase the backyards of every property owner by 25 feet because there was a 25-foot setback. And I said, well, you know what? I said, I understand you don't want a two-story apartment building right up next to your backyard fence. I'll pull my setbacks to 50 feet. And then the next meeting, I said, if I'm pulling back to 50 feet and it's only a 25-foot setback, I can give you 25 feet deeded in your name. No one took me up on it. I hope that you understand that I'm a sincere guy. I do what I say I'll do, and I make every effort. The comment about vineyards, just real quick. I hate it. I bought 111 already built condos. They were built in 05, 06. I remodeled them in 18 and 19, put in, you know, new flooring, new appliances, new granite countertops. I run the COA as majority owner because I own them all. Once I sell all those units, I can be voted out. Well, sure enough, everybody thought they knew more than me. They wanted to, you know, have the checkbook in their hand. And as soon as the members got the COA, the property went downhill and downhill kind of quickly. Now, it still functions. It's still there. It just doesn't function like my vineyards, which is a quarter mile up the hill, built brand new, not a remodel job, which I'm wrapping up next month. I'll be completed, which is why we're breaking ground March 1st on this project. So it is a pride of ownership thing, and I would love to stick around with this property rather than just build some houses, sell them off, and move on down the road. I'd love to stick around. I'd love to have my sons mow in the yard here and doing the touch-ups between renters. Again, appreciate everyone that's been here. I will make you two promises. One, I will do everything I can, whether I build houses or duplexes, to make sure that this property is a little ray of sunshine on Bee Creek Road. And two, I won't be back.
Anybody else have anything to say for or against? I'll go ahead and close the public hearing on order number 11-18-2024-03. Have any thoughts, questions? I would entertain a motion either to approve or deny that order.
Move to deny order number 11-18-2024-03, Bee Creek Estates, LLC.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Before Commissioner Plummer gets in here, I have some executive orders I want to sign real quick. I don't know if that'll work or not, but
let me try it.
Any chance I could get a pardon?
I can try, but I don't know that that's going to actually stick. Until Commissioner Palmer comes back in. Can you please recess?
Yep. 9:52.